The president of South Korea made news today, taking responsibility for that ferry disaster last month, the one that killed some 300 people, mostly high school students. President Park Geun-hye went on national TV to apologize, tears rolling down her face. But then she turned on the country's Coast Guard, vowing to dismantle it.
119에 신고하고도 정작 본인은 돌아오지 못한 고 최덕하군.
President Park has been facing mounting criticism for how her government responded to that ferry disaster, and she seems to be passing the blame onto Korea's Coast Guard. Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul followed the president's announcement today. Just help us understand, first of all, Jason, this overflow of emotion from President Park.
Right, Marco. I mean, this is a problem that's plagued Park Geun-hye ever since she came into the political sphere, you know, over a decade ago, that she's a bit of an ice queen, that she can't relate to the ordinary person. She did seem genuinely choked up when she was saying the names of some of the heroes from the day that the ship sank, including a crew member who helped give life preservers to some of the students on board to make sure they got off before she did and died. But still, despite the tears, many people here still don't buy it.
What is the cultural context for this kind of public self-shaming and contrition?
Ever since the Sewol ferry sank over a month ago, her approval rating has plunged. And that's in part due to the perception that her administration, and including the Coast Guard and other rescue officials, botched the whole attempt from the start. So it's not uncommon in South Korean politics or in business culture that the person at the top, whether it's the CEO or in this case the president, takes full responsibility for whatever went wrong.
Is there consensus that the Coast Guard in South Korea just did not do what it needed to do?
I think there was a lot of frustration with the Coast Guard's response. Not enough personnel was dispatched initially. However, the reaction so far to President Park's apology really has not been so good. Even the families of the victims held a press conference. One father basically said, "Has the president already given up hope in trying to find the other dozen or so bodies still unaccounted for by slamming the Coast Guard like this? Is this going to cause the divers who are on the scene now to lose morale and give up the search for those still missing?" So I don't think that her decision to disband the Coast Guard is going over very well here.
It seems kind of paradoxical to me. I mean, if you want to ensure ferry safety, why disband the Coast Guard? I mean, what's going to take its place to do the job of ensuring safety on ferry boats?
President Park Geun-hye says the responsibilities are going to be split up. The investigative roles will be handed over to the National Police Agency, and she plans to open up a new government agency, one that's tasked with handling emergency situations like the Sewol ferry sinking. However, the Coast Guard did a lot more than just respond to emergency situations. Some of the biggest roles they've played in the past, chasing away Chinese fishermen that have encroached into South Korean waters. So I think there's concern that by, you know, disbanding the Coast Guard, it's going to leave holes in other places now that they took care of.
Let's contrast for a moment the two Koreas, South and North, because a building in North Korea under construction in the capital, Pyongyang, collapsed last week. This was announced yesterday, and the state news agency reported Kim Jong-un, the North Korean leader, quote, "sat up all night feeling painful after being told about the accident," end quote. I'm just wondering the different reactions to tragedies in these two Koreas. What strikes you?
Well, North Korea has been critical of President Park's response from the very start. A statement today in North Korean media says that she deserves to be hacked to death because of her insincere apology. Of course, North Korea made this announcement almost a week after this building collapsed. They have not admitted to any fatalities, although some reports here in South Korea say that perhaps hundreds died in this disaster. North Korea is going to try to do whatever it can to show that Kim Jong-un is more sincere than President Park Geun-hye.
And that's how the propaganda machine rolls on both sides of the DMZ. Reporter Jason Strother in Seoul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.